نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا لننصر رسلنا والذين آمنوا يوم القيامة إنا لننصر رسلنا والذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا ويوم يقوم الأشهاد صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, all praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created us from total non-existence. Allah ta'ala has created the heavens and the earth from total non-existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not need any raw materials for His creation. Allah ta'ala creates. Allah ta'ala does not need any sample for His creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Allah ta'ala is the designer. Allah ta'ala is the fashioner. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one whose plan always comes to pass. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one and the only one who has the ability to create. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one and the only one who has the ability to control. Sometimes it comes in our mind that we can control this and we can control this. This is the incorrect yaqeen. There's no creation that can control anything. There's no creation that can benefit. There's no creation that can harm. Everything is done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the creation, when we look at the creation moving around, these are just like tools. If a person goes to the mechanic and he says that I saw the screwdriver and the spanner doing the work, so I need to appreciate that spanner and the screwdriver, it was not you. So the mechanic will tell him something is wrong with you. Didn't you see my hand on it? So like this, we have to make such an effort on our hearts that when we look at the creation, we do not just see the creation, we see the hand of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hidden qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the benefit came only because Allah wanted benefit to come. There's no parent in the world that can benefit a child. There's no child that can benefit the parent. The biggest means of benefit got absolutely no benefit without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the biggest means of harm cannot harm anything without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلِ اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. Allah Ta'ala tells us that say, make this dua. In other words, convince your own heart. اللَّهُمَّ مَالِكَ الْمُلْكِ. That, oh Allah, you are the owner of the entire kingdom. There's no other owner besides Allah. Every atom, every cell in our body, every limb of our body, whatever is beyond the heavens, what is beneath the earth, the entire kingdom belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every heaven, every drop of liquid, every grain of solid, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Malik al-mulk. Tu'ti al-mulka man tasha. When it comes to giving, then you are the give. You are the giver, O Allah. And you give whoever you wish. Nobody can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that why Allah ta'ala gave here, why Allah ta'ala did not give. Tu'ti al-mulka man tasha. You give whoever you wish. Wa tanzi'u al-mulka mimman tasha. And the only taker is Allah. The thief also is just a tool. Unfortunate tool, but he's a tool. The taker is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَنْزِعُ الْمُلْكَ مِمَّنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity is only in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the one who gives respect and dignity. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Disgrace also is in the treasures of Allah, and the only one who can give the disgrace is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Biyadikal khair. Everybody is looking for some good. Allah ta'ala says, biyadikal khair, that only in your hands, only and only in your hands is all types of good. We are looking for good, and we ask the creation does not have good. It is only in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Biyadikal khair, innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Allah ta'ala sums it up at the end. إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. That, O Allah, you are the one who has complete control over everything. تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ. You enter the night into the day. وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. You enter the day into the night. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness, how it can settle in this heart. Right now it is words on the tongue, but we need to repeat these words by giving dawah, moving from person to person, that this yaqeen can come into the heart. And the second thing that we have to establish in our heart is yaqeen, that only in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is all type of success, all type of benefit will come through the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And by moving away from the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, definitely there is harm. If I do not put my shoes on how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me to put, then I am losing out some benefit, and definitely there is possibility of harm. Yaqeen must come into my heart. If I do not eat how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught me to eat, then there is a very, very great loss. And how much benefit? There is no company in the world, no boss in the world that will pay you, that you eat for 5 minutes and I'll pay you. Or you sleep the entire night, I'll pay you for your sleeping. Go to the toilet, I'll pay you for going to the toilet. Allah Ta'ala loves Rasulullah so much that a person is sleeping, but he's sleeping according to the Mubarak Tariqah of Rasulullah. Allah Ta'ala is rewarding the person that now you're making ibadat. Person is going to toilet according to the way of Rasulullah. Then he also is getting the reward of ibadat. He's getting paid. Now we are sitting and we're listening according to how we are following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just by sitting alone, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding us. Such a great giver, such a loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how does yaqeen of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah can come into this heart? And the yaqeen of akhirat, that akhirat is very, very close. It's just a second where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands Hazrat Israel alayhi salam, and then we are in the akhirat. We're sitting in this dunya, just a moment, and the person is gone. He has left this world and gone to the akhirat. And the akhirat is forever and forever. Whatever we have done in this world, we're going to see the results of that in the akhirat. So this yaqeen that I'm going to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that the angel is going to come to me, and he's going to come to me according to how I lived. If I had become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the angel also will be good to me. If I was disobedient, then I don't know what form the angel will come to me. To speak about it again and again, so that the heart understands, and the heart moves away from this dunya and moves towards the akhirat. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, it was their daily effort to make effort on iman in Allah, iman in the risalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, iman in the akhirat, to such an extent that we always hear that incident of Hazrat Harith bin Malik radiallahu anhu, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and woke him up and asked him that, how are you this morning? Kayfa asbahta ya Haritha? So he explained the condition of his heart. This did not just come. It was a lot of effort sitting in the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, making effort. 24-hour effort, he also explained to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, O Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I woke up with the reality of iman. Mu'minan haqqan. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him that, what is the proof for what you are saying? So he says, Azafat nafsi ani dunya. First he explains that what is my condition now? After all this effort, what is my condition? That now my heart has completely detached itself from this world. The heart is not connected with this world. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, this was their condition. That if the veil had to be removed, and Jannat and Jahannam was put in front of them, then many of the Sahaba, they would say that our iman will not increase. If we have to just see one small spectacle of the akhirat, what will happen to our iman? So what type of effort they made, that the eyes of the heart was open, the eyes of iman were open, they could see with their heart, that akhirat is here. Every action, what's going to happen to me in the akhirat? So he says, Azafat nafsi ani dunya, my heart has completely been detached from this dunya. Wa ashartu layli wa azma'tu nahari. My night is the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and my day is the day of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In the night I'm talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm awake in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How was the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That was the night of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. In the daytime I'm hungry, either fasting or either the person is too busy to worry about eating. Wazma'atu nahari, daytime I'm hungry. So the result of it, he says, وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ أَرْشِ رَبِّي, as though I can now see the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Rabb. وَكَأَنِّي أَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ الْجَنَّةِ, as though I can see Jannat, and the people of Jannat are visiting each other, enjoying themselves. And as though I can see Jahannam, and the people of Jahannam are shrieking and screaming. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pleased. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says mu'minun nuwira qalbu, that this is a mu'min that his heart has been illuminated. Allah has put nur in his heart. Arafta falzam, that you have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you have gained ma'rifat, now hold firm to it. So this is our objective, my respected brother, that complete yaqeen and iman can come into our heart. And Allah ta'ala's promise is upon complete iman. When it comes to love, then the promise of love also is upon iman. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ. Allah ta'ala will place love in the hearts because of iman. If it comes for respect also, then respect also is for the mu'mineen. وَأَنْتُمُ الْأَعْلَوْنَ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You will be on top. You will be in high positions in the dunya and the akhirat. What's the condition? إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. If you got iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance also is for the believers. إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلْنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That our assistance is with our messengers and the people of iman. Khilafat in this world, everyone keep on hearing that we are the Khalifa of Allah in the world, but the believers of this world, what is our condition? Are we on the top or at the bottom? So where is the promise of Allah? Allah's promise is upon complete iman. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ That Allah Ta'ala will give khilafat, Allah Ta'ala will give vicegerency according to iman and amal. When a person makes an effort on iman and takes out ghayrullah from the heart, what is not supposed to be in the heart is out. And he sees Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat in everything. He realizes that makhluk cannot do anything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses the person. First of all, the fear of makhluk comes out of the heart. He does not fear makhluk. He realizes that makhluk cannot benefit, cannot harm. Second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes, at the necessary occasion, Allah ta'ala removes the quality of danger and harm from that makhluk. And the third benefit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes that makhluk serve him. Allah ta'ala makes the makhluk musakhar, that the makhluk serves the person. And this was a promise given for the Anbiya alayhimu salam and for the people of iman. The story of Musa alayhi salam, everyone, we know the story of Musa alayhi salam, that when the army of Fir'aun was behind them and the sea was in front of them, so Bani Israel, their iman was not complete. They were always in awe of Fir'aun, that Fir'aun can do something, this makhluk can do something. But Musa alayhi salam, 100% iman. So when they're standing in this position, then they say, Inna lamudrakun, that we are now caught. The sea is in front of us, Fir'aun is behind us, so the heart is affected by makhluk. But Allah Ta'ala explains the condition of Musa alayhi salam. The first word of Musa alayhi salam was kalla, never, impossible. It is not possible for the makhluk to have control. Allah is the one who is in control. Inna ma'iya rabbi sayahdin. That with me is my Rabb, he will open the way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam that fadrib bi'asaka al-bahar, that strike the ocean with your staff. And in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all types of success, all type of benefit. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, the person who had complete yaqeen that creation cannot do, Allah ta'ala took out fear from the heart. No fear for Fir'aun, no fear for that ocean also. Second, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the quality of drowning. Allah ta'ala opened the sea for them. Normally if you go into the sea, you're going to drown. If you cannot, such a huge ocean, Allah ta'ala has put that quality in the water. If you do not know how to swim, and how are you going to swim? So Allah Ta'ala opened the ocean, Allah Ta'ala removed the quality of drowning, and Allah Ta'ala gave benefit to Musa al-Islam and Bani Israel. So that was Anbiya al-Islam. إِنَّا لَنَنْصُرُ رُسُلُنَا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. The people of iman, when they had complete iman, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, when they were in jihad against the Persians, and the Tigris River was in front of them, the Persians took all the means of conveyance across the river, a huge river. So the Sahaba's iman was such that in the riwayat it comes, one person says that this is nothing but qatra, this one drop. How can this one drop of water stop us from going further? Completely negating the power of drowning, the power of that water, out of the heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills in the heart of the Amir, Allah ibn Hadrami radiallahu anhu, and he commands the entire army, Samillaha wanghamisu, they take the name of Allah and go into the water. So making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Alimu, Ya Halimu, making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they cross the entire river. It is mentioned that even the hooves of their camels was not wet. So here the fear of that creation was taken out of their heart. Allah ta'ala removed the quality of harm from their creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it subservient to them. That same water, it became like a road for them. And the enemy on that side are watching, and they're saying that these are devils, these are jinnat. They were completely defeated, because they saw that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system now is against them. In a similar way, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was being thrown into the fire, at that time, Jibreel alayhi salam and one angel took permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we want to go and help Khalil. So they came to Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam's heart was very, very clear. He told him, Amma ilaykuma fala. As for you two, I got no need for you. Hasbi Allah, Allah is enough for me. That everything was out of the heart, only the greatness of Allah, that Allah is the doer, Allah is the one who is controlling everything. Allah can see my condition, and Allah is enough for me. Complete connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did was, that no fear in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam, now I'm being thrown into the fire, that fear is taken out. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the quality of harm from that fire by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qul ya naru kuni barda wa salaman ala Ibrahim. Allah ta'ala commanded the fire that become cool and become comfortable for Ibrahim alayhi salam. It's mentioned that the best time of Ibrahim alayhi salam's life was that time in the fire. Allah ta'ala put benefit in that fire. In the means of harm, Allah ta'ala puts benefit. So this is the power of Allah. We need to keep on speaking about it to convince this heart. It is only Allah who's doing. Inna lanansuru rusulana wallazina amanu. In a similar way, Allah Ta'ala's assistance is with the people of Iman. In the time of Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, a volcano erupted close to Medina Munawwara. Fire was coming out of the mountain. So Umar said, go and call Tamim Dari radiallahu anhu. So Tamim Dari, amongst the other Sahaba, all of them, they were real slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, completely humble, completely obedient, and this was their success. So when they went to him, then he says, Ma ana, that what am I? I'm a useless person. I can't do anything. But obedience. Then the Amir gave an instruction, then I need to go. Umar radiallahu anhu told him that go and put that fire back in the mountain. Imagine such an instruction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at that heart, that this heart is completely connected with Allah. There is no fear. There is no fear of creation. Fear of the creation was taken out of the heart, that he goes with his hands, like how when a person is herding his cattle or his sheep, and he goes and he takes the fire and puts it back into the mountain. So Allah ta'ala removed the fear, Allah ta'ala removed the harm also, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it subservient to the sahabi. So this is the same ummah, my respected elders and brothers. It's just that the hearts have changed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this effort of da'wat, that how we can make effort on our own hearts, and we can give da'wat to the entire mankind, until that iman becomes perfected in our hearts. A person understands that any situation I'm in, I have to only turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the amal of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first amal that we have to make effort on is the amal of salah. That any condition came upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would turn to salah. Hazrat Huzaifa radhiyallahu anhu says, that kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, iza hazabahu amrun fazia ila salah. When a person is uncomfortable, person becomes parashan, So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam went into that condition, then immediately the discomfort of his took him to Salah. And in his own words also, he used to tell us that Bilal radiallahu anhu, that arihni aqimi salah. Then grant me some type of comfort now. Make the iqamat of salah. Ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah. The coolness of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in salah. Now I need to take stock of myself. Where is the coolness of my eyes? In looking at the things of this world, looking at material, we have to make such an effort that the coolness of our eyes, we feel comfortable when we are in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, making sajda in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala praises the sahaba radiallahu anhum, Allah ta'ala explains that this was their condition. Rukka'an sujjada yabtawuna fadla min Allahi wa ridwana. Simahum fi wujuhi min athari sujood. Very great portion of the life of sahaba radiallahu anhum was in salah. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, after Isha namaz, would begin salah and he'll continue until Fajr. This was a normal practice for them. Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, in one rakat, the entire Quran Sharif. So how much enjoyment they got in that salah. More enjoyment than what we get from the delicious foods of this world. And the women of this world, sahaba radiallahu anhu, they found it in salah. So what type of effort we have to make? How much we have to give dawah to this heart of ours? That our heart understands that all comfort is in salah. And together with this, my respected brothers, we have to make an effort of ilm and dhikr. That the heart has to be yearning for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the heart should be trembling that I should never ever move into the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For this we need to sit in the talim for hours and listen to the promises of Allah, listen to the promises of Allah, that our heart now is attached to the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Durban, once we went in Tashkil, so after the Fajr Bayan, one person stood up and said, come, let us go for Umrah now. With such conviction, I said that hadith of Rasulullah had such an effect on this person's heart. And he's saying, even the Arabs came to my masjid, and I told them, come, let's go for Umrah now. So they were all shocked. He says, no, Ishraq, two rakats of Ishraq Salah. So when a person keeps on listening and speaking about the fazail and speaking about the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the warnings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that becomes real in front of him. And he understands that benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tied it up in amal. And harm also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has tied it up in amal. That our amal is going to be the thing that's going to harm us. And our amal is going to be the thing that causes benefit to us. So for this we need to sit in the talim, in our masjid, talim in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for hours. It's mentioned 4 hours. That we sit with the mujahada until the nur of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the words of Rasulullah SIM affect this heart. The heart does not get affected by the promises of the world and the people of the world. It gets affected with the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also every day to take out time that the heart becomes deeply attached to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That all the time the person understands, may Allah is watching me, may Allah is listening to me, may Allah is with me. With that intention and with that frame of mind, we sit and make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until we reach the condition that all the time we understand that may Allah is watching me. And then go beyond that also. That now the heart becomes so clear, it recognizes the reflection of Allah, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As though I'm seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The quality of ihsan, these are all objectives in our deen. Like how a person, he plans and he puts objectives in front of him with regards to his dunya. Our deen also has very, very great objectives. And the objectives of deen, this brings a person the positions of the akhirat, where the person will enjoy forever and forever. So my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this mubarak effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the outside it is very, very simple, but all these objectives that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from the ummati are hidden in this mubarak effort. So all of us, we make intention inshallah to come out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to train ourselves. Train our iman, train our amal, that after that wherever we go, whether in our home, then because of us being there, Allah ta'ala is spreading nur in our homes. When we go in our businesses, Allah ta'ala is spreading nur in the businesses. And when we go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is iman and amal, Allah ta'ala is spreading the reality of iman and amal in the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So let us make intention, inshallah, to strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who have not been for 4 months, make intention to go for 4 months, inshallah. And we concentrate and train ourselves. Very, very great opportunity. So let us make intention, inshallah.